That is 100% accurate. This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I would happen to be JR. That would also make sense. It's Wednesday night. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you had a great Wednesday. If you did not, that stinks. Have some fun with me. Big shout out to my main man, Jack Stern, holding it down, producing the show for tonight. And more importantly, thank you to you, yeah, you, listening all over North America. There is no show without you. I could talk forever, but without you, it's a waste of time. We got a lot to discuss tonight. Aaron Rodgers giving back money. Shohei Ohtani reportedly not moving, not being traded from the Angels. Stephon Diggs says everything is cool in Buffalo. Gives a pretty cool explanation. Bryce Young is quarterback one officially with the Carolina Panthers. Najee Harris is sticking up for running backs all over the NFL. He says we've been devalued, we've been put down, we've been mistreated. And then we even get a response, we get a retort from one of the NFL owners on Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it today. The United States women's national team is playing soccer right now, taking on the Netherlands. Not quite the same type of matchup against Vietnam right now at halftime. The women's national team down 1-0. Colorado, they might move back to the Big 12. Rob Manfred, if you can't stand the guy, think about all these big contracts that have been handed out to professional athletes over the past few days. Rob Manfred ain't going anywhere. He gets a new deal. And then how about this? It's a Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I do something very, very simple. I deliver to you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. With all of the money, with all of the deals being handed out, we're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts the sports world has ever seen. And so we'll bring that to you 2 hours from now, a top six list of the worst sports contracts ever. If you want to listen, you want to hit pause, you want to hit rewind, you want to hear the introduction that I just gave you again, it's simple. The free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158 and then also a smart speaker. If you want to talk to me here on air, you can do that as well. We got a phone number. We've paid our bill. It's connected to many lines. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me? I'm on social media. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Hey, Jack, thank you for holding it down tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure. I have a feeling this is going to be a good one. I always feel that way, but this time around, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Thank you, Jack. As we get started, let's not waste any damn time. We got a lot of things to discuss, a lot about money. I can't wait to talk about next hour because we have Najee Harris, okay? And, well, not joining us live on the air. He's at training camp. But he had some major words to say, basically to the owners. He was speaking on behalf of running backs. That's what he said. And he's talking about the lack of money that the running backs are making. We know yesterday was a historical day in the world of sports. You don't have to look any further than two of the largest contracts given out in their respective sports. You look at the NFL, Justin Herbert, largest contract, most valuable contract in NFL history. You look at the NBA, Jaylen Brown, making more money than any player ever, ever in NBA history. And how about this news that came down the pipe today? You got Aaron Rodgers, he's giving money back. You heard that correctly. There's a professional athlete who restructured his contract and said, you know what? I'm good on the money. I'm happy to be here. Oh, yeah, I haven't played a regular season game yet, but I'm happy to be getting the cash. You know what? Take some of this money back. Put a better team around me. Continue to increase the talent that we have at our disposal to go out and win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers gave money back. Yes, Aaron Rodgers decided to restructure his contract. This is the same Aaron Rodgers who was just traded over to the New York Jets from the Green Bay Packers. He was supposed to make $107 million over these next two seasons. He's basically taking a haircut. He's now on a two-year, $75 million deal. Aaron Rodgers said, hey, I'm here with the New York Jets. They haven't won a damn thing since, I don't know, 1969. And let's do this. Let's try to win a championship. The New York Jets haven't even sniffed the playoffs. This is absolutely ridiculous. The NFL is a league built for parity. It's supposed to be a merry-go-round. A team is supposed to go up. It's supposed to go down. You'll have your outliers. You'll have your teams that'll be consistent and kind of buck the trends with great management. You'll have your terrible teams. But if you can run a decent franchise, a decent organization, if the owners can have a decent GM, you shouldn't be bad for that damn long. You should be able to find or acquire a quarterback. I don't know. Maybe it'll take you 4 years and then go back to the postseason. The New York Jets are in a drought. Dry. The desert. Dust. Barren. 40 days and 40 nights, except for it's been about 13 years. 2010 is the last time the New York Jets went to the playoffs. Because the Sacramento Kings just found some life in De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. That streak is broken. The New York Jets have the longest streak in North American sports right now for a franchise to not have made a playoff appearance. And with Aaron Rodgers, they got to make the playoffs, right? They may not win the AFC East. They have some competition with the Buffalo Bills, with Miami, I guess with New England. I think people are sick of what's going on up there. At minimum, the New York Jets should get into the playoffs via the wild card. They should, right? You bring in Aaron Rodgers. You want to go to the playoffs and have some success. Maybe more success than Aaron Rodgers has had recently with the Packers, but that seemed to run its course. And so Rodgers gives up money, about $25, $33 million, so the New York Jets have some flexibility. And with the trade having gone down and Aaron Rodgers understanding how much the Jets have given up, Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media today. He was asked about his time with the Jets and is he sticking around and what's going on with the contract. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he made it very clear. Aaron Rodgers said, man, I know how much the Jets gave up. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm having fun. Listen to this.
Definitely some of it is how much fun I'm having. It's all about the body, how the body feels. The team gave up significant pieces for it just to be a one-year deal. I'm aware of that. I think there was an awareness of that. Now, again, anything can happen with my body or with the success we have this year. But I'm having a blast, so I don't really see this as a one-year-and-done thing.
Oh, did you hear that? With the success, if they have success, the New York Jets and success, oh, my God. What a storybook this would be, why not, right? Aaron Rodgers traded to the New York Jets, a franchise that rolls and goes absolutely nowhere. Aaron Rodgers, a New York Jet, they roll to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets, they don't just roll to the playoffs. They roll to a Super Bowl victory? And Aaron Rodgers walks away from the NFL? Wow. You got to leave at that point, right? You got to leave when you're on top. What else is there to do? Nothing. And when you talk about the haul, as Aaron Rodgers did, that the New York Jets traded to bring in his Hall of Fame arm or whatever the hell is left of it, the Packers got 2023 first rounder, a 2023 second rounder, a 2023 sixth rounder, a conditional 2024 second rounder. Yeah, that's a whole lot for a dude who might just you know, play and then leave. But that's how it was with the Green Bay Packers. I guess Aaron Rodgers wasn't having fun anymore. He was threatening to leave. But now at 39 years old, unless Aaron Rodgers gets hit in the hip, unless Aaron Rodgers wins a Super Bowl, what a miracle that would be. I'd be at the parade. Maybe not. He'd leave. But outside of that, he's going to stick around for more than one season, and he's alluded to it. So Aaron Rodgers giving up about $35 million to help out the New York Jets. Good for him. And good for the New York Jets. Remember all the conversations about the QB options and who would work and who wouldn't work? Jimmy Garoppolo is broken. Foot surgery. Now they're saying that he's good to go for the Raiders. Derek Carr's in New Orleans. Enjoy him. Aaron Rodgers seems to be the best option. Congratulations to the New York Jet fans. Man, you got some good things coming. And for the New York Jets, I guess that this means that the regular season will be a disaster. Let's not hold our, let's hold our breath on that one. Congratulations to the Jets, man. Things are going so well right now, you expect them to eventually turn bad. Speaking of turning bad, or at least flipping the script on things. New York Jets playing the AFC East. I mentioned to you the Buffalo Bills playing in the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills, they haven't had the New York Jets problems, okay? They certainly went on their own long, ridiculous stretch of not making the postseason. I mean, the Buffalo Bills went from the year 2000 all the way to 2016 without making the playoffs. The Buffalo Bills have been there before, New York Jet fans, and then they found their QB. Except for his is young. Theirs is young. It's Josh Allen. And Josh Allen has been leading this team. Josh Allen has been in the MVP conversation. Josh Allen needs to get over the hump. Going to a conference championship, not good enough anymore. Going to the divisional round and losing after you win 13 games, not good enough. Getting smacked by the Bengals out of the playoffs, leaving Stephon Diggs to throw a fit on the sidelines, not good enough. And so for the New York Jets and the AFC East right now, there's a lot that's utopia. A lot is utopia. And then with the Buffalo Bills, man, they're trying to patch things up. They've been too close for too damn long, and people are going, oh, well, what's going on with the Bills? Why is Stephon Diggs upset? Why is he animated on the sidelines? And is he happy? Is he showing up to practice? Did he show up? And then his coach misspoke, and now everything is good. And so today with the start of training camp, Stephon Diggs, he spoke for the first time. He had quite a few things to say. First of all, he wanted to make it very clear that we, as the Buffalo Bills, every year since I've been here, we've been good. We've been close. He's been a Buffalo Bill since 2020. And he says, yeah, we're good, but we're not good enough. It's frustrating. It's infuriating to not get over the hump. Listen to Stephon Diggs, his first words of training camp.
As a player in this, I've been in the league. I'm going on my ninth year right now. You know what I'm saying? I got more football behind me than I do in front of me. My main focus and my only focus is winning. Super Bowls is, I mean, everybody say they want a Super Bowl, but we've had legitimate chances at this thing. Like, we've had the team, we've had the coaches, we've had everything that we needed. And as far as us not getting over the hump, I feel like it's always asked for a cause for a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And I always wanted to have a conversation. And we have an open-door policy. Coach will tell you he has an open-door policy. And I've had those conversations. So I try to keep a lot of things in-house. But you know what I'm saying? It's regarding last year, obviously the way we lost was just terrible in any regard. You know, you don't want to lose any game. But we've lost for a couple years at this point. And we've been trying to get over the hump. And obviously it calls for a lot of frustration.
Oh, okay. Well, we saw you frustrated yelling at Josh Allen. We go into the offseason and we don't hear from you. And Coach McDermott is just like, oh, yeah, he showed up, but then he didn't show up and I misspoke. And Josh Allen says we're family and we beef. And you know what? How about we actually hear from the dude who had a fit, who was upset, who wasn't happy, who was passionate? Stephon Diggs, he laid it all to rest today. He said, listen, have you been in a family? Do you have one? He said, everything is fine. Listen.
Everybody has family matters. We had a conversation. Everything is all as well. Water under the bridge. Now we back at work. And, you know, I look at football, you know, it's kind of hard. It's a business at the end of the day. But when you go out there and you fight tooth and nail, you put a lot of sweat equity into this thing, it starts to feel like a family. So for me, I kind of keep everything in-house, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we had those conversations. Everything that needed to be said was said, and we talked it out as men.
Oh, in-house. Keep everything in-house. Well, there's only but so much you're going to keep in-house. This is the National Football League. You think about all the coverage and all the video, the interviews, the rumors, the stories, the news. It all butters the bread. It makes everybody some money. And so Stephon Diggs, he said, listen, if you were one of those people out there running your mouth, if you were one of those folks making up lies and telling stories and rumors about I wanting or I need more input into the offense, you're full of crap. It might be good for me to talk about, but Stephon Diggs said, man, that's a load of crap. Listen to this.
For me to just want more say in the offense is crazy because I play receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what play is called. You know what I'm saying? I can't get up here and say, call this. Like, it's a lot of outlandish, obvious things where people were throwing out there or people were saying, like, as far as, like my role, like, I've been a captain on this team for 3 years. There's no question about my role and who I am as a player, how hard I work. Like, those things never had question marks. And you can't say the same thing for a lot of people in the league.
Oh. Look at this. Let's think about the AFC East for a minute. Aaron Rodgers shows up and he's like, man, I'm having fun. I just got here. And maybe he hasn't been a New York Jet long enough to feel the pain. You got Stephon Diggs. He's been a Buffalo Bill since 2020. They haven't gotten over the hump. He's feeling the pain. He's defending himself. Obviously, he wasn't happy with his role in the offense. Doesn't mean that he wanted say-so in it. Does anybody give a damn about the New England Patriots? Probably not. And then the Miami Dolphins, they got their own problems. Is Tua Tagovailoa going to be hurt? And then even having Jalen Ramsey, is it going to make a difference? Yeah, you might have some great corners. Who's going to be throwing the ball? Can you trust Tua Tagovailoa? The AFC East is going to be fun. Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. You're the first person to join the New York Jets and talk about having fun. And good luck to Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills, because that hump is staring him right in the face. Are y'all going to jump over it? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open to begin the show. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on an NFL player like Aaron Rodgers giving back money? Almost $35 million. Aaron Rodgers said, hey, New York Jets, you keep it. Are the Jets going to be competitive with the Bills to win the division? I think so. I think the New York Jets can be pegged at approximately 10 wins. I wouldn't be surprised if they won the AFC East. I'll tell you this much. I think the Jets are going to go into the playoffs. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to your calls on the other side. And then how about this? I just talked to you about the Miami Dolphins. One of the guys that Tua Tagovailoa is hopefully throwing the ball to is trying to move on from a legal issue. Tyreek Hill spoke today. He said he is trying to move on from his off-field issues. We'll hear from him on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Open up the show talking about Aaron Rodgers being ridiculously generous, giving back approximately $35 million to the New York Jets over the next two seasons. So at least Aaron Rodgers can conclude his career and go out with a bang. It's better than Brett Favre. I mean, Brett Favre decided to, show his private part to someone with the New York Jets, and then he went on to the Vikings. But that's a conversation for another day. Maybe things will be more positive here with Aaron Rodgers as a member of the New York Jets. And so the Buffalo Bills, hey, they got some competition here in the AFC East. The Buffalo Bills, we also heard from Stephon Diggs on the other side of the break. And Stephon Diggs says all of the beefs and problems and issues that we had as a team to conclude last season, it is water under the bridge. And the AFC East should be interesting. Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. The Buffalo Bills are trying to go to a Super Bowl and actually win it. Bill Belichick is on a hot seat? What? I guess so. And you got the Miami Dolphins. Is Tua Tagovailoa going to be standing upright? Is the offensive line going to be able to help him stay upright? And then I told you about Tyreek Hill dealing with a legal issue, or maybe it's not a legal issue anymore. And we'll play you some of the audio from Tyreek Hill momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Jerry. He's calling from Tucson, Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love listening to your show every night and stuff like that. And I appreciate the information that you give out to all of us before the season starts. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be positive addition to the Jets. I think it's going to get them over those little wins that they needed here and there. I'm more curious, to know what you think about the defense helping out Aaron Rodgers. He's going to put up his points. He's Aaron Rodgers, barring the fact that he gets hurt or anything happens to him. But I was just curious about what you thought about the defense and then adding Aaron Rodgers to that and then having the defense come in and kind of help win games as well. And I think that they can compete. I don't know if they can compete at the highest level, but I think they're going to definitely give a lot of problems to people. But I'm gonna get off and listen.
All right, thank you so much, Jerry, for calling right, from bye. Tucson. I appreciate you. Here are a couple of things, man. The defense is what kept the New York Jets alive last year. The Jets would have been in the playoffs if they had a competent quarterback and not an adolescent who didn't want to take responsibility for when he stunk the joint up. And so maybe Zach Wilson will learn a few things, at least some of the positive ones, from Aaron Rodgers. I know they had a prior relationship before Aaron Rodgers joined the team, and so Zach Wilson will be able to pick up a few things. And I think he's learned his lesson whenever his opportunity comes next, and if it should come with the New York Jets. I'm sure he doesn't feel all that great hearing that Aaron Rodgers is looking to stick around for 2 years. Zach Wilson might be thinking about his exit, but that's separate. The defense was handling business. There hasn't been some type of major upgrade. If anything, the New York Jets defense should be the same. And then you would actually hope that some of their players are coming off of even more of a bounce back. Carl Lawson came back from a torn ACL. He's now moving into a contract year. I think he had about seven and a half sacks last season. Quinnen Williams, one of the best defensive tackles in the league. The New York Jets just gave him $96 million. Sauce Gardner, is he going to be a target at the cornerback position now that he came off of a reigning defensive rookie of the year? Look, the New York Jets defense is not a concern, and plugging Aaron Rodgers in, he's going to be, and it sounds nuts to say for a dude pushing 40, he's going to turn 40 in December. Aaron Rodgers is probably the most talented quarterback at this age, still at this stage of his career, that the New York Jets have probably ever had in their history. And that probably goes beyond Mr. Joe Namath. Joe Namath, we know about his prediction. We know about his gumption, his moxie. We know about him going out there with bum knees. His knees were crap when he was at Alabama, and his knees are still garbage now. If you had to take him and Aaron Rodgers in their prime, Aaron Rodgers would be the better quarterback. And damn it, I'd say if you took Aaron Rodgers now at his age, he'd be a better quarterback than Joe Namath. My apologies to Joe Namath. Very nice human being with a nice family. A nice guy, by the way. Very nice people. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. A couple points on the AFC East. First off, with Aaron Rodgers, to me, I think he saw what Tom Brady did at the end of his career with Tampa Bay, and he realizes that you got to give up money, you know, to get better players around you, and he missed a lot of opportunities with Green Bay, I think he feels like. And as far as the Bills go, to me, you look at our schedule, man. I mean, as a Bills fan, it's a really tough schedule, and we play so many games at night. We play a lot of 425 games. To me, this is the year we find out about this team. I thought the contract extension for McDermott was bizarre. I didn't think he earned it. I didn't think he deserved it at this point. And to me, there's a lot of questions with this team right now because the pressure is really on the Bills.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you talk about the internal issues, Stephon Diggs having to defend himself and talk about his leadership. Are we looking at a Buffalo Bills implosion due to the wide receiver? Is he the first, shoe to drop when it comes to the Bills going, oh, crap, we have missed our window, divisional round, conference championship round? Look, they're going to be fine with Josh Allen. But you think about everybody else on the team, all of the other offensive weapons. Josh Allen, he has to do too much. He's still doing too much. And if you got Stephon Diggs out there who is going to, I don't want to say detonate the season, I don't think that'll be the case. Yeah, they ain't going anywhere. And then as it relates to Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's following the Tom Brady model. I think what he is doing just makes sense. He's at the end of the road, end of the line. I don't think he looked at Tom Brady and said, oh, I got to be like Tom. Let me just go ahead and do this. Because if you pay attention to what the New England Patriots have done just over Tom Brady's tenure there, it's not like they went out and said, oh, well, let's just massively spend. I think Robert Kraft would tell you the same thing. I told you about Tyreek Hill, the other guy playing on the other team in the AFC East, on the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, he spoke at training camp today. You might remember he's been pretty busy. Back on Father's Day, about a month ago, and it's not allegedly, he did. He went and slapped at a marina employee. What a nice Father's Day this is. I guess he wanted to, they told him to get off the boat. He slapped at the head of a marina dude, and he reached a financial settlement with the employee on Monday. There's not going to be any criminal charges pressed against Tyreek Hill by the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office. And he gets away. He's almost 30 years old, and he still doesn't know how to control himself. This is the same Tyreek Hill that you might recall back in college. Oklahoma State dumped this guy. Pled guilty to domestic assault, battery, 3 years probation. 2019, investigated for child abuse, no suspension from the NFL. He has, unfortunately, a history here of being physical with people. It doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. And he's one of the most dynamic players in the NFL, one of the fastest players in the NFL, Hall of Fame talent in the NFL. But out of his own mouth, Tyreek Hill spoke to the media today, and he basically said, I need to be smarter about these things. Listen.
The issue has been resolved, and I'm currently cooperating with the NFL, giving them all the details on what happened on that day. So,
are you concerned about
the suspension? Me? Nah, man. So when I'm able to come here and play ball, man, I get a chance to get away from all that at the end of the day. So that's the great thing about football. So God has blessed me to be able to perform and do what I do, and I'm blessed and grateful for that. And I just can't make bonehead mistakes like that.
Oh, bonehead mistake. Just slapping people in the back of the head. Just slapping people. Just boneheaded. Maybe at almost 30 years old, he'll get it. Or maybe when he turns 40, he'll get it. Or maybe when he's 50. Or maybe when he is 60, 70, 80. I don't know. Maybe Tyreek Hill will never, ever get it. Good luck to him. As he said, talking to the NFL, we don't know if a suspension is coming his way. But for at least his sake, no criminal charges. He had to pay for a settlement, though. to make the issue go away. I wonder how much that cost. That was a boneheaded mistake. But when you make $30 million a year, not too shabby. You can afford to slap people in the back of the head. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody not slapping anybody in the back of the head, looking to start things off or at least get his career going on a positive note. He was just named the starter for the Carolina Panthers. We're going to talk about Bryce Young on the other side of the break. I'm going to get some more of your calls as well. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, in about an hour from now, a little more than an hour from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts that the sports world has ever seen. In about 15 minutes from now, we're going to talk about the state and status of running backs and their value in the NFL. Najee Harris decided to speak at Steelers training camp today as they get ready to get started. And he spoke up on behalf of all NFL running backs. And he had some sharp words and direct criticism to the NFL when it comes down to their finances and how they have basically been devalued and how it's not fair. There's also an NFL owner who decided to provide a response and a retort. And so we'll talk about that at the top of the hour, 15 minutes from now. But we've talked quarterbacks here to start this show, to start this hour of the show, I should say. Aaron Rodgers giving back $35 million to the New York Jets over the next two seasons to allow them to be more competitive as he moves into the twilight of his career at 39 years old. We talked about Tyreek Hill. He's not moving into the twilight of his career. He's trying to move on from his current legal issue as he slapped the marina employee in the back of the head, and now he waits to see whether or not he's going to receive a suspension from the NFL. No criminal charges pressed. He did come to a settlement with a gentleman that he slapped. I don't want to say allegedly, otherwise he wouldn't be paying anything out. And this is kind of crazy now that I think about it. Aaron Rodgers giving back money wasn't the only quarterback news that we got today. Aaron Rodgers is going to turn 40 years old. Let's think about this. He's going to turn 40 in December. Yesterday, the number one overall pick by the Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young, he turned 22 years old yesterday. And what a nice birthday present for him to receive. He was named as the official starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So here you got a dude, 22 years old. Aaron Rodgers is almost twice his age, still out here balling. Anthony Richardson's 21, C.J. Stroud 21, and Stetson Bennett, we know, also drafted. He's hanging out with the Rams. Stetson Bennett is about 50 years old. But Bryce Young, congratulations on the new job. Congratulations on the new gig. Andy Dalton can sit behind you and be miserable. And Bryce Young, he was asked about what it feels like to be named the starting quarterback here at the beginning of camp. And Bryce Young is just like, man, I just come to work and I do whatever the team needs. What a great team player he is. Listen to him.
That means a lot. That's a huge blessing. You know, I always trust the coaches, and I want to do everything I can to play whatever role it is that I'm called on to help the team. So, you know, that means a lot. And, you know, for me, it doesn't change my approach. Make sure that I take things day by day. There's a lot that I want to grow, keep growing in, keep improving in, a lot to learn. And, you know, we're all in it as a team in this together.
Oh, that's sweet. I guess he's been reading out of the Russell Wilson playbook of what to say when the microphone is in front of you. His head coach, Frank Reich, he said that we've been planning this from day one. From the minute that we drafted him, yeah, we thought and expected that he would grab the bull by the horns and be the starter. Listen to this.
When we decided to pick Bryce, we imagined and saw the vision that we'd be standing here today saying he's QB1.
Well, I would hope so. Otherwise, you'll all suck in your evaluation process. I mean, the biggest issue was Bryce Young. Was he too small? Is he too small? Barely 6 feet tall and barely looking over the offensive line. What is he going to do? Well, I guess he beat out Andy Dalton. Let's see if he has enough help on the offense to, you know, put some points on the board. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Todd is here from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, JR. Pretty fired up after that news of $35 million that Rodgers gave back. That's what happens when you have a competent GM running an organization. Rodgers will give back money for the team. If we had a competent GM in Green Bay for the last 3 years, 4 years, we would have already won two Super Bowls by him. Instead of selecting Jordan Love, he would have went up and grabbed Justin Jefferson. So, yeah, I'm pretty upset with the GM of Green Bay.
Tell me you don't like Brian Gutekunst. Tell me.
Oh, no, definitely not. And okay. And Rodgers proved it. I mean, he wouldn't have done that here with Gutekunst. So, that's how it goes. But I'm glad Rodgers gave back the money.
You sound real enthusiastic about being a Packers fan. What do you think they're going to do this season?
I have no clue until he gets out there and plays. I think most of us are in the same boat.
Okay. All right. Well, no, I appreciate your realism. I hear from a few fans here and there who just, I guess, they're overly optimistic for a guy that we haven't seen in a huge dose. So kudos to you for your realism. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Todd in Green Bay, and let's go to the city, or one of the cities that Aaron Rodgers basically owned when he was still a Packer. Let's go to Chicago. Let's talk to Rich. Rich, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, I'm probably a contrarian, but here's my take on this. The Jets have probably the top three difficult schedule. They got to play the AFC West, not looking real good, and a tough AFC East. And everybody thinks Rodgers is going to turn it around. I don't think so. I got the Jets as the number three team in the AFC East. And I like the Dolphins. I think the Bills are better. And I think that the Jet fans are going to have a big problem with Rodgers. You got Randall Cobb and the other kid from Green Bay.
Alan Lazard.
Yeah, Lazard. And I'm thinking, are you really going to win with those guys? They're okay. There's nothing wrong with them. But they're not world beaters.
I think you're omitting the fact that, yes, they were able to bring in two individuals that he's familiar with from the Green Bay Packers. But the New York Jets also have the Offensive Rookie of the Year in Garrett Wilson. They have a Breece Hall coming off of an ACL who's going to have time. They have a Michael Carter who had an excellent year before Breece Hall arrived. They have Mecole Hardman who has some championship experience out there with the Kansas City Chiefs. And so I would be more concerned with the offensive line than I am the skill position players, because the New York Jets have plenty of those.
I understand that, and that's why I said I'm a contrarian. I think Rodgers regressed last year. You're not getting the Rodgers of 5 years ago.
So you well, Rich, I don't think anyone is looking for Aaron Rodgers from 5 years ago. I think in an ideal world, if Aaron Rodgers competed even at a lesser level than his MVP from a season ago, I think people would be perfectly fine with that. Aaron Rodgers was injured last year. Aaron Rodgers was on his way out of the door. I think if you can find a middle ground between someone who threw 40-plus touchdowns and someone who last year had 26 touchdowns and only 12 interceptions, I think the New York Jets, who've had the garbage man, the plumber, the next door neighbor, you, me. I think the Jets, who've had all of those guys playing quarterback, I think they'd be happy if Aaron Rodgers was who he was last year, because that would be better than what the New York Jets have gotten basically in their franchise history. We're not asking for a lot here. It's not like the New York Jets have been, rolling out Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Steve Young. I mean, their best quarterbacks over the past, 25 to 30 years. It's an old Vinny Testaverde, a Chad Pennington, who couldn't deliver a football more than 10 yards down the field. New York Jet fans aren't looking for a whole hell of a lot when it comes to quarterback play. Gotta be realistic. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of being realistic, Najee Harris. He's realistic about running backs and their standing in the NFL. He says we're being mistreated, and there's an owner who responded. We'll hear from both of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.